Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, man sagt das Chale, Perik Aleph, Mishnah, Ches, Isas HaKlavi, a dough that was kneaded and baked in order to feed the dogs. Now, the bread was baked from dough, which wasn't filtered out. There's a lot of bran that's mixed into the flour. Most people don't eat this. Sometimes, if you didn't have too much of this bran inside, and shepherds who were out in the fields and there was no bakery nearby to get other bread, they were hungry, they would eat some of it. There were times, however, that there was so much bran inside, it was impossible to eat it. So what's the din in regard to challah? Sakta Mishnah. Again, Isas HaKlavim. It depends. We know there's bran inside. That's why it was set aside for dog food. But how much bran? Bizman sha'royim oichlim mimenu. If the shepherds could eat it, chayavas b'challah, smachuyiv in challah. Not only that, Sakta Mishnah. Vayitu uma arvin ba. You can use it for a ruvi chatzeiros. What does a ruvi chatzeiros mean? Let's say you live in a house that's in a courtyard, and there's another house in the courtyard. Can you carry from your house into the courtyard or from your courtyard into the house? And the answer is yes, if you have two things. First, the Erev, or Mechitza. We're not going to get into the halachis of the physical Erev, but you also have to have an Eruvi Chatzeres. In other words, even if you made a kosher Erev, you still can carry from your house into the courtyard without making an Eruvi Chatzeres. Eruvi Chatzeres means you put bread into one of the houses in the courtyard, and officially that bread belongs to everybody. That's what kind of binds everyone together. So you can use this Isas HaKlavim for Eruvi Chatzeres. That's what the Mishnah means, Umarvin ba. Vayitu, says the Mishnah, Umeshtatfin ba. In the times of the Mishnah, this was very common. You had private houses. When you left your house, you were in a courtyard. When you left your courtyard, there was like an alleyway called a mavui. And from that mavui, you would go into the Rishus HaRabim. So just like an Alad HaKari, from your house into the chatzar, you also not allowed to carry from the chatzar into the mavi, from the courtyard into the alleyway. That's if the alleyway has different chatzeres, different courtyards that open up into it. What can I do to be able to carry from my chatzar into the alleyway? The answer is something called shitufei mevois. You collect food from all the people who live in the courtyards, and you place the food in one of the courtyards. So Ruvi Chatzeres is the carry from your house into the courtyard. Shitufa Mevais is the carry from your courtyard into the mavi, into the alleyway. And this Isas HaKlavim can be used. Umevarchin aleh, you can make a Birchas HaMaitzi. It's called Lechem, so you can make the Bracha Maitzi Lechem in the Aretz. And if three people eat together, Umezamnin aleh, so you bench Mezumin. You say Birchas HaZimun. Vayitu Zakta Mishnah, if it's possible to eat it, if the shepherds will eat it, so Venasis Beyamtiv, it's considered bread. And you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you can bake Oichel Nefesh. But you can't bake animal food on Yom Tov. But you can bake this bread, even though it's for the Klavim, if the shepherds eat it. Furthermore, V'yoytzeba Adam Yedechei Vasei BePesach. If you make matzah out of this, you can be Yoytza, the Kezayis Matzah, the first night. The first night, there's a Chiyuv to eat a Kezayis Matzah. Well, you can be Yoytza with Isas HaKlavim, if shepherds would eat it. However, if there's so much bran here that the shepherds won't even eat it, even if they have nothing else to eat, they say, oh, we can't eat this. So here we go the other way. It's not mechuyev mechala. The Torah says, Reishis arisay seichem, says the Batanura, only what belongs to you, not what's made for a chaya. The ein me'arvin ba, you cannot use it for your eruvei chatzeres. It's not called lechem. So if you use this for your Eruvei Chatzeres, you're not going to be able to carry from your house into your chatzer. V'yein mishtatfei ba. You can't use it for shitufei mevois. If you use this kind of lechem for your shitufei mevois, you will not be able to carry from the chatzer into the alleyway. Eruvei Chatzeres and shitufei mevois have to be a maichol for a person. V'yein mevarchen aleh, v'yein mezamnen aleh. You don't make hamotzi lechem in aretz on it. Do I make any bracha on it? Some say you make a shahakel and a burn the fashas afterwards. Others say, no bracha at all, because it's not roi l'achil asada. So you don't make a bracha on it, you can't bench mezumen on it, because you don't bench on it. The eina nasis biyamtiv. You cannot make it on yamtiv, because animal food cannot be made on yamtiv. The ein adam yetzah b'yedechivasi b'pesach. You can't be yetzah the mitzvah of achilas matzah the first night, because the Torah says, lechem, lechem oini, and this is not considered lechem. However, Zok the Mishnah, here's what they do have in common, whether you could eat from it or you can't eat from it. Benkach u benkach. Whether the shepherds could eat from it or they can't. Mitama tumas acholin. And that means, just like food becomes tamei, if it comes into contact with tumah under certain circumstances, this also would become tamei. If mamish, mamish, there's no choice. A person would eat it, then the din is it becomes tamei. Even though samizai, shepherds won't eat it. But if they're starving, they'll eat it. If you're starving enough, you'll eat anything. Well, not anything, but this you would. And that's the reason, lamaisa, it would have the din of tumas acholin that would become tummy. Unless it becomes so bad that even the dog wouldn't eat it, then it wouldn't become tummy either. Actually, even regular food that became tummy, and if it gets so bad that a dog wouldn't eat from it, the tumah goes off it. But until it gets so bad that even the dog wouldn't eat it, it won't lose its tumah, and it would become tummy. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, a dough that has a lot of bran inside. Normally, it's made just for kalavim. But sometimes there's more bran, sometimes there's less bran. If there's less bran, then the shepherds will eat it. Even if they're not mamish starving, they'll eat it. Then it has a din of lechem, it's chayiv and chala. You can use it for ruvi chetzeris and shitufim avais. You make hamaitzi on it, you bench mezomen on it. You can also make it on yamtiv. And you could be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah, the first night of Pesach, with it. But if the shepherds won't eat it, unless their mom is starving, but stamazay, they wouldn't eat it, it has too much bran, it's not mechuyev v'chala, you can't use it for ruvi chetzeris or shidufa mevayis, you don't make a hamaitzi on it, you make a shahakal, some say you don't make a bracha at all, you don't bench mezumen on it, can't make it on yamtiv could only prepare machalim for a person, and you would not be yotzi yurchayv on Pesach, but either way, being that in a worst case scenario, a person would eat this, it would be makabel tumah, like food would.